From Mamma Mia, hi, I'm Claire Murphy. Welcome to The Quickie, getting you up to speed daily. Across Australia, there are tens of thousands of children who are homeschooled, and that number is on the rise. And like with anything that people do that's considered not the standard progression in life, there are questions.
How are you so normal? So did you stay in your pajamas all day? Were your siblings your only friends? Did you ever leave the house? So will you homeschool your kids? So are you smart?
So why is it becoming more popular? And what are the pros and cons? Today, we speak to a homeschooling mum who helps those thinking about making the shift away from traditional campus education to find out what it takes to teach your own children yourself and why it's becoming increasingly popular to do so. Justin Timberlake was, so was Miley Cyrus. Justin Bieber, Demi Lovato, Ryan Gosling, Selena Gomez, the Jonas Brothers, and Billie Eilish.
The thing is, like, I still learned everything, you know, but I learned it in life. You know, I learned, like, how to do math by cooking with my mom and seeing how many halves are gonna make this amount. What I'm saying is, like, I learned shit in life. Because I feel like when you're sat down and somebody's, like, shoving things in your throat, you're not gonna wanna eat them.
All of these guys were homeschooled. That was mostly because they already had careers that didn't allow the inflexible constraints of a traditional campus-based education, so their parents or tutors took over the roles of the classroom teacher. But if you're not a celebrity on tour or live in a remote area, why would you choose homeschooling? It's stereotypically been the domain of the alternative parent in the past. But in 2019, homeschooling is becoming increasingly popular for a wide range of parents from different backgrounds who say the traditional school system is too inflexible, too impersonal, and too restrictive to allow kids to really experience the joy of learning. Across the country right now, there are estimated to be 20,000 Aussie kids currently being homeschooled, and that number is on the rise in most states. In 2013, there were around 1,100 homeschool students in Queensland. That number has risen to 3,232. In New South Wales, there are 4,700, up from 3,300 in 2017. And in Victoria, there are approximately 5,300 kids being taught at home right now by mum or dad, compared to just over 3,500 in 2013. Now we say approximately because that number only counts those who are officially registered, and there may be thousands more. In fact, across the world, the number of parents dissatisfied with the state of their local education system is increasing. The UK showed a 40% increase in homeschooling from 2014 to 2017, and the US, it's almost doubled between 1999 and 2016. When you search online for testimonials from kids who've been homeschooled, it seems to be overwhelmingly positive.
If I want to make something, if I want to do something, I feel like I'm really good at being independent and going and searching it out by myself. I feel like I don't have to have someone tell me how to do it.
I get to hang out with my brother's friends. I get to hang out with kids that are like 18. If I went to school, I wouldn't be wearing this. I'd be wearing a uniform. So yeah, it's kind of more like you feel like you're free.
Homeschooling is a very unique experience. It's neither good nor bad. It completely depends on the individual's experience with it. And for me, personally, I happen to really enjoy it.
Michelle Morrow is a veteran homeschool mum of 18 years and the host of a blog that helps Australian homeschoolers get started. Michelle, we understand those who live remotely might need to homeschool, and even then they may choose to do distance education, but why do others choose to take their children's education into their own hands?
There's lots of reasons people choose to homeschool. I'll just go through the list of people that emailed me on Monday, and one was travelling around the world. Another one was having bullying issues at school. Another person had just decided to start their child early. Another lady was sick with breast cancer and wanted to keep her child home and teach him at home because he was feeling so anxious about the breast cancer. And then there's a lot of people, a lot of my friends just homeschooled because they thought that was the best option for their child.
Do you have to follow guidelines like they do when they're actually at school? Is there like a homeschooling association that you have to be registered with? How does it work?
Each state has their own conditions for how you get registered to homeschool. So it is legal, but you do have to jump through the particular Board of Education for your state. They all have different requirements, but basically, yes, we do follow a curriculum and we all have to report that in a different way.
How does the curriculum differ to sending a kid to a school? And are you able to be flexible with that? Are you allowed to introduce your own things to it, or is it quite strict?
I think that's the beauty of homeschooling, is that you can follow the Australian curriculum, and most states, Victoria, you just have to follow sort of the subjects that they say, but there's no guidelines on what specifically you teach. But every other state requires you to follow either the Australian curriculum or the state's version of the Australian curriculum. And you have to sort of tick those boxes, but then you're free to add in whatever extra curriculum you want to teach as well.
So then does that include kids sitting for tests or exams and things like that?
No, you don't have to sit for tests and you don't have to do the NAPLAN.
What are the benefits of homeschooling? What is it about not being in that school environment that is beneficial?
Well, I suppose it depends on the reason that you're choosing to homeschool. So sort of the crisis homeschoolers who had, you know, a terrible experience at school and have been working with the school for a while to try to sort out the issues and haven't been able to, well, it's sort of a mental health issue for the kids to come out of the school environment. But there's also the complete flexibility that you have, and you can run your own routine and you can bring up your kids with the structure that you want to. You don't have holidays, you don't have homework. There's millions of benefits.
Do you see lots of people continue it on through high school years, or is homeschooling mostly done during primary school?
In my experience, people come in and out. So a lot of people actually come into homeschooling in the high school years because of issues at school. So I'd say more it's issues at school when they start in high school. But a lot of the people I know have gone all the way through but might dabble in school here and there. So definitely in the homeschool community, when people are going to outings and things like that, it's mostly younger children. But as there's still a lot of high schoolers that do homeschool, but they probably don't go to as many events because a lot of the events are tailored towards younger children.
How does that then affect getting into university, say, or into tertiary education if you haven't gone through the official kind of schooling years? Do you still have to... Do you have to sit an extra exam if you've been homeschooled to get into uni? How does that work?
None of my kids have got an HSC and they all went to university at 16. So you just have to think outside of the box. I think everybody has a traditional view of if you're in school that that's, you know, you do the HSC or whatever it is in your state and then you apply to university. But there's plenty of alternative pathways. And so homeschoolers have become experts at finding those alternative pathways. I mean, my son got into medicine without an HSC.
Well, then what's the hardest part of homeschooling? What we've discussed the benefits and it does sound like there is a lot, but there's got to be another side of the coin to that too. What are the downfalls or the pitfalls of homeschooling?
Well, it is a sacrifice that you have to make if you've, you know, got a career or and you need to give that up to be home, because I think that even though you don't need to stop working to be a homeschooler, you do need to be present. And so if you've got a job that requires you to go out of the house, you know, 5 days a week, then that's probably not going to work to homeschool. So a lot of homeschoolers just have one person working if it's a two people living in the house. Having said that, a lot of us have part-time jobs that we can run from home, or, you know, if we're a shift worker, we could do a couple of nursing shifts or whatever it is that you do. But, yeah, it is a sacrifice. So often your income will drop. Also, some people find it hard to work out what to teach, and so they're a bit scared, and that can be an overwhelming task. And that's one of the reasons I started my business, My Homeschool, was to give parents that sort of get over that hurdle. And the other one is if they're having issues with their kids and they don't sort of like their kids at the moment, even though they might love them, being with them 24/7 can be a bit stressful. And so they need to sort of change their mindset and work out different ways to cope with that. So there's definitely, you know, some struggles there.
What about for the kids? Is there something in the fact that they spend their time, majority of their time with their family or their siblings and not socialising with kids outside of the family?
Yeah, I think socialising is one of the big myths with homeschooling, because most homeschoolers that I know anyway in the city are socializing nearly every day anyway. It's just not in the school environment where it's 6 hours with your peers. So there's definitely something you could do every single day if you wanted to socialize with people. So I definitely think it's just not an issue that a lot of people make it out to be. Only the people who haven't homeschooled tend to think that that's an issue.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say I pretty much know how you're going to respond to this, but does it surprise you that homeschooling numbers and rates are on the rise?
No, it doesn't, because when I first started homeschooling, I'd be at the shopping centre with my, you know, four little kids and going through the checkout, and the checkout lady would say, "Why aren't you in school today, kids?" And they'd say, "Oh, we homeschool." And that she'd always say, "Oh, is that legal? What's that? Are you allowed to do that?" Now they just say, "Oh, I know someone who homeschools." It's definitely so many people are homeschooling these days that it's not weird. It's just an alternative.
Homeschooling has had this stereotypical reputation as being something that hippies do. Is this changing in 2019? Is this more out of the realm of that kind of woo-woo area and more into a mainstream area?
I hope so. I've seen often on TV and stuff when they represent it, they always pick, you know, the most alternative homeschooler they can find to make it a sort of a shocking story. But I think that many of the homeschoolers I meet and a lot of the homeschoolers that we have who use our curriculum are all academics, really care about their kids' education and are really trying to give their kids an excellent education, and they are prepared to use curriculum and, you know, teach their kids traditional, you know, subjects. So I definitely don't think that all homeschoolers are hippies, but I do think that, you know, some homeschoolers are hippies.
There's not a lot of research on whether homeschooling is a more successful form of education for children compared to traditional schooling here in Australia. But those homeschool students who choose to complete the NAPLAN testing, which is believed to be around 10% of them, suggest that those kids who are homeschooled score higher than the state average across every measure, and that that success continues even if the child decides to start traditional schooling down the track. There have been more studies done in the US, which has found homeschooled kids show a higher level of reading, language, maths, science, and social studies skills. And a major study by the Home Education Network of homeschooled alumni across the country found that they earned more degrees of bachelor and above than the general population. Experts put their success down to the ability to learn in a real-life context, the access to one-on-one tutoring and mentoring, and regular contact with older students like their siblings. You do, however, have to weigh up the monetary and time cost to the parent who does the homeschooling. You would need to be financially secure enough to make this choice, dedicate time every day to teaching your child, which takes patience, and the realisation that you'll receive little or no funding from the government for your choice. But at the final bell, that's what it is, your choice. This episode of The Quickie was produced by Ellie Beattie and Ian Camilleri. For more episodes, head to mamamia.com.au/thequickie.